Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Thank you for tuning in to every Arizona homeowner's best friend. It's Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning listening tradition for 25 years. We're a call-in talk show where we answer any question you might have about your lawn or garden in this first hour, 8 to 9 o'clock. Our toll-free number is 1-888-767-4348. We have operators standing by to take your call, get your name, determine where you're calling from and your question, and then we'll put you online here. We've got Romy, my co-host and son, right beside me, my wife, sweet Jennifer, and our lawn and garden expert, Mr. John J. Harper. Welcome, John. What have you got for us in a tip of the week?
Well, it's getting that time to start thinking about pruning. And the first thing I think that comes to mind when we start talking about pruning is roses, and pruning roses back. But it is also time to prune any tree that's going deciduous, like your peaches and apricots and plums, your ashes and elms. So any tree that loses its leaves or is a deciduous tree in the winter, and rose bushes, and any deciduous vine, like some of the hummingbird trumpet vines and grapes and those types of things, should also be pruned this time of year. So I know the first thing we're going to ask is, yeah, but my roses are beautiful right now. And they might in fact be the prettiest that they've been all year, especially with 65 and 70 degree temperatures we're having right now. But here's the deal with roses. They bloom on new growth. So we want them to put on lots of new growth so that you have lots of new buds and lots of pretty flowers come this spring. The biggest mistake in all of pruning, not just roses or any other kind of pruning and shrubs that we see, and you drive around, you see it with, I think, the biggest victim of this is probably Texas sage, where people just prune too often and too lightly. And if we did that with roses all the time, if you were constantly keeping them into a little ball like we did Texas sage, you'd never have any flowers because you'd be constantly cutting off all the new growth. So that really, if you can think of a rule of thumb for pruning, you want to prune more severely and way less often. We want to prune heavy when we prune and then let things recover, rejuvenate, put on new growth, and bloom. And then, so then timing is the key. When does the plant bloom? Well, plants that bloom on new growth are generally spring bloomers, like roses, and we want to prune them in the winter time then, before they're going to get ready to put on all that new growth. So we prune them heavy in, you know, mid-January to mid-February. They put on all this new growth in February and March and start blooming in late March or early April and bloom. You know, they'll clear until it gets really hot, and then they still bloom. They just don't bloom very big. Things like citrus, for instance, that bloom on old wood or produce growth on old wood, we don't prune them heavily in the wintertime because you'd be cutting off constantly the wood that was going to produce growth.
Now,
cassias.
I do have a little frostbite on a few of my citrus, and I mean, there's a whole limb where it's just every leaf is brown. Do I still leave it?
Okay. We're getting to the frost sensitive stuff. You leave that alone. Most of the things that are frozen or have some damage, they'll be fine. We haven't had that, you know, yet anyway. Hopefully it doesn't get we don't get any killing freezes, but that acts as protection to that growth that's down below there. So, and most of those plants are warm weather growers. They'll bloom all summer. So we want to wait just a little bit to prune bougainvilleas and lantana. And if you have some tips on limes or lemons that froze earlier, leave that all alone. All we want to prune right now are things that are going to go dormant or are going dormant, and probably rose bushes, grapes, those types of things. So get started with that. And then about the middle of February, when the danger of freeze is over, then we can start pruning the bougainvilleas and the hibiscus and the lantanas and those plants that got a little bit of a frost nip. But things like cassias, the yellow flowering shrub that's starting to bloom right now. So that's blooming on growth that occurred last year, right? So because it's blooming now, it's not blooming in the spring after the new growth comes on. So we wait till they're done blooming and then we prune them. So if they bloom in the winter, we prune after they bloom. If they bloom in the spring, we prune before they bloom. Just a rule of thumb, doesn't work on everything. I think the key, though, is prune less often and prune heavy.
You're not into the Texas sage poodle look?
No.
Or the olive tree poodle look?
No. Wait.
The citrus gumdrops in
yeah,
Sun
that's
City?
Right, that's right.
There, you know, I'm not sure how all that got started, but part of the problem, in this is a great conversation, really pruning starts with plant selection. If we put a plant that's going to get too big for the space, we're going to be forced to prune it more than we should to try and make it fit into a space. If you want a plant as a hedge, if you want a hedge or a screening or something, you're going to have to keep pruned to fit a space or a shape, then pick the proper plant that doesn't mind being pruned that way. Probably something that doesn't bloom very much, like myrtle or privet, you know, that can be sheared and flushed back out and basically is just green foliage. So you're not just cutting off all the blooming wood and never have any bloom. Or a plant that recovers quickly after it's sheared. Don't use things like Texas sage or cassias. Those are the things, I think, the desert type shrubs that we see that just get murdered all the time, and people don't even realize that they bloom because they never have a chance.
No. Well, I'll tell you, the next plant I'm going to experiment with a hedge is going to be an artichoke.
An artichoke hedge.
They have them a lot in California.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, the artichokes we've grown at our house have really been very, very productive. And there's a little area in the yard that needs a hedge. I think I'm going to do it in artichoke.
It'll be pretty most of the year. There'll be a time when they kind of die back. So,
yeah.
You know, that solves your pruning problem, though. They just kind of die back, and
I
you cut
that.
The dead stuff off, and they come back. And
that's my kind of plan.
There you go. So you don't want it as a privacy hedge because you'd have about half the year you wouldn't have any privacy. But
well, is it dead during the summer? Or when's that
dead
off time?
They kind of die back in the heat. They kind of shrink back, and then they come back as soon as it cools off. So proper plant selection, proper plant placement begins our pruning process, right? So if you have the right plant in the right place, you're going to have to prune it a lot less often, or maybe not prune it at all, depending on what you want the plant to do and achieve.
Well, both our callers online have questions about trimming, so let's get to them. And they're both in the Sedona Verde Valley area. Our Chasm listeners are awake.
Oh.
How could you not be awake and to miss a sunrise coming up on those cliff edges right there at the base of the Mogollon Rim in Sedona? Beautiful area. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Jim, go ahead with your question, sir.
All righty. What I was wondering about, and by the way, Happy New Year to you guys. What I was wondering about on the pruning down the Buddleia, Bee Balm, I heard you say Lantana should be probably done up here in late February.
Whenever your last typical average frost date, in your case, probably more like mid to late March,
okay.
I would think. So we don't want to prune it back too quick, have it come back with new growth, and then freeze again.
And how about the Buddleia and the Bee Balm?
I would think those plants probably about mid-February, sometime, you know, late January, early to mid-February. Cut them back so that they flush a lot of luxuriant growth in the spring and bloom for you late spring and early summer.
I'm way back. And how about I've got a blanket flower up here also that's probably do the same thing with that, trim that way back in the end of February?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I wanted to move the Buddleia, because it's getting a little bit large for the spot that it's in, I like the size of it, is it something I prune it way back and just leave it where it is? Or if I wanted to move it, when could I move it?
Well, if you want to move it, you know, this would be about the time to move it, sometime in January, early February, when it is either dormant or frozen back, and you can cut it back, dig it up, try and get as much of a root ball as you can, and then transplant it. The transplant shock would not be very much right now because it's, you know, it's in a dormant state.
And the ground doesn't freeze hard enough that he doesn't have to worry about it freezing on a transplant.
Right. You know, in Sedona, the ground probably doesn't freeze other than in the early
credit
morning.
Credit card thickness,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So. It doesn't feel like it some mornings. I don't know how the cold has a way of doing that. It just, even in the desert when it freezes, it feels like the whole thing's just a solid sheet of ice. Diane in Cottonwood, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. I have a honeysuckle that I don't know if I prune back at all. It's on a trellis and a wire. And then I also have a jasmine that, but the honeysuckle's getting kind of brown, and it looks like it's got a little frost.
Well, honeysuckle in your part of the world would probably go dormant or deciduous, lose a lot of leaves, freeze back. And so you'd want to wait probably until, again, just like the previous caller, sometime, oh, into January through the month of February to prune it back. The jasmine shouldn't probably freeze, I wouldn't think. If it does, it got really cold. And I would just, if it's on trellises or on, you know, lattice work, that sort of thing, it's probably just more of a maintenance pruning, kind of keeping it, you know, going the way you want it to go. So, again, sometime, you know, in late January to mid-February for your elevation should be about right.
Plants teach patience, you know, and in a world where everything is so much more instant gratification, it's the planting and gardening can teach you that you have to wait sometimes.
You know, that's an interesting. I was at a friend's house the other day. We went over for a visit, and we landscaped his backyard 4 or 5 years ago, and we were looking at some of the trees that were planted as smaller trees, like 15-gallon size trees, versus the ones that, you know, he thought he needed an instant big tree somewhere. And it's kind of interesting that those trees in the smaller containers have pretty much caught the things that were planted in the bigger boxes. And I think that's a great comment. Something we don't talk enough about is patience, not thinking you gotta have instant gratification, how fast things can grow here. Sometimes it's better to plant smaller and let them get established in the setting, in the soil, in the environment that they're going to grow in to. And, you know, planting things at the right time, not being too much of a hurry to try and push the season too early. Yeah, you're right. You got to be a farmer or a gardener, you got to be pretty patient.
1-888-767-4348.